you are listening to the Real Truth Broadcast, which originates from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We're trusting the Lord will make it a blessing. We're opening our broadcast service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, "The Longer I Serve Him, the Sweeter He Grows."
Since I started for the kingdom, since my life He controls, since I gave my heart to Jesus, the Lord.
Father, we are truly thankful for our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is in His name that we approach Your throne today. We are thankful for the gospel and for the power of the gospel and what it does in the heart and the life of individuals who receive it. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing Your gospel through this broadcast today, and wherever our program is being heard, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We know that there are burdens and cares along life's highway, so we're asking You to minister to our congregation, encourage hearts, and bless souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am found in praise and love from Thee, supply of every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory.
subject for today's broadcast, Helps to Abundant Living. And our text of Scripture is John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. We all want to live happy lives, unless something has happened in a person's life that causes them to want to die. I say, generally speaking at least, we all want to live, and we want to live happy lives. And on this broadcast, I would like to give you a few suggestions in some ways that will help you and us to do just that, to live a happy life. First of all, have a joyful approach to life, not complaining or negative. That has a lot to do with whether we are happy or not, the way that we look on life. So have a joyful approach to life, not complaining, not negative, not being critical. Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses. Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. So if we want to have a happy life, first of all, we must have Christ, for he is the source of life. As our text says, I am come that you may have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Wealth is a universal dream, but some of the most miserable, it seems to me, are the wealthy and famous. How many are caught up in drinking, alcoholism, drugs, and other things that are certainly not happiness-producing? They would rob a person of their happiness. So material possessions do not of themselves bring true happiness. Another suggestion, treat others gently, respectfully, not harsh or critical. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5. So be gentle, be respectful. You know, everyone is due a certain amount of respect. I realize respect is earned, but every individual is an individual, and they are God's creation, and as a person, they are worthy of some respect at least. So be respectful, be gentle to people, and not harsh and critical, and you'll find your own self being able to show a happy attitude in life. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24. You might hear that verse of Scripture if you are a regular church attender, and anyway, you might hear that quite often. And we generally understand that verse to mean Jesus Christ. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And we do read in John chapter 15 and verse 14 where Jesus said, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Now, it is possible to be God's enemy. And whenever you choose that wicked one, that one that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy, when you choose him as your master, then you make the Lord your enemy. So, you are my friends, Jesus said, if you do whatsoever I command you. And the commandments of the Lord are not grievous. The commandments of the Lord are always right. Another reason or another way that we can enjoy abundant living is feel the nearness of the Lord. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James chapter 4 and verses 7 and 8. Now, there are times when we feel alone, and then is the time to remember the Lord said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I suppose many in my congregation today have heard or read the poem, The Footprints in the Sand. Well, the story back of that is that a man who was endeavoring to serve the Lord was having battles and trials and tests, and he was walking along the seashore, and he saw two sets of footprints. But he come to a place where there was only one set of footprints. And he said to the Lord, Now, Lord, I notice here that when I'm in some of my deepest trials, having some of my worst tests and temptations, there's only one set of footprints. Why would you leave me then? And the Lord said to him, My son, those are the times that I picked you up in my arms and carried you. I did not leave you. No, I saw your burdens. I saw your cares. I saw your concerns. And I picked you up in my arms and I carried you. So the Lord said he would never leave us nor forsake us. If there's any leaving done, it will be us leaving him. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Yes, those are words from the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. The Lord has told us in the Scriptures that we are to cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. So whenever you're burdened, whenever you're troubled, when you have cares, take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Tell God your need. I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So we read the words of the Lord in Luke chapter 11 and verse 8. So tell God your burdens, tell God your needs. Again, he said for us to cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. How rich is the Lord? Someone wrote a song, My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holds the wealth of the world in his hands. Well, he did say that the cattle on 1,000 hills are his. And someone has said, well, the hills are his also. In fact, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. Even the starry heavens are his. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Isn't that a comforting thought? Because our God is rich, not necessarily in material things, but he is rich in blessings. He is rich in love and in compassion to us. Accept the peace of God. Isn't it wonderful in this troubled world in which we are living today? There's so much sin, wickedness, and evil on every hand. Isn't it wonderful that there is a place where we can have peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4 and 7. You notice I'm reading a number of verses out of the book of Philippians, and Philippians is the most tender, loving, careful book that you'll find in the New Testament. The Philippian church really loved their founder, Paul, and Paul loved them. And it is expressed over and over in this little book of Philippians. So the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Beloved, the world cannot give something that it does not have. So here Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. No, the world does not have peace. I don't know when there's been so much trouble and turmoil as there is in the world today, but there is a place where we can have peace, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you believe in God? Believe also in me. Yes, they that come to God must believe that he is, and they must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Think about godly things, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we read in Proverbs 23:7. You know, I've said in preaching more than one time, you can think yourself into discouragement. You get to thinking about things that are unpleasant and are undesirable, and you can think yourself into discouragement. But you can also have a positive attitude and think about good things, yes, godly things, and for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So Proverbs 23:7 tells us. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Another verse out of Philippians, this time chapter 4 and verse 8. The more wholesome our thoughts become, the more wholesome our lives will become. Imitate good people, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you. That's what the Apostle Paul told the church there at Philippi in chapter 4 and verse 9. And let me repeat that. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. So imitate good people. And Paul was telling the church at Philippi to imitate him, to do as he had done. And we are to imitate that which is good and not that which is evil. Depend on one another. Yes, we are told in the scriptures by the Lord Jesus that we are to bear one another's burdens. And we need one another, yes? That's one reason why you need to attend the house of worship where the truth of the gospel is preached. Fellowship with saints of God. Fellowship with those that are living to please God. For we need encouragement. We need fellowship. And we need the prayers of our fellow Christians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So we read in Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Many members, but one body. Yes, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 4 and 4, there is one body and there is one spirit. And he tells us in Colossians 1 and 18 that Christ is the head of the body. So there are many members, but one body. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27. Look for happiness in things other than possessions. Yes, look for happiness in things other than material possessions. For as I mentioned a few moments ago, material things of themselves do not produce happiness. Happiness is found in living the right kind of a life, doing what is right, treating our neighbor as we should, living according to the Scriptures. Paul said, be content. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. Someone said, happiness does not depend on circumstances, but our attitude towards those circumstances. And we're told again in Philippians 4:13, this time, draw on the power of Christ, Christ which strengtheneth me. Yes, Christ which strengtheneth me. Abundant living is impossible without the power of Christ in your life. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. John 15 and 5. So abundant living without Christ is impossible. Are you living the abundant life? If not, why not? Christ died on the cross and made it possible for all of us to live the abundant life. To have Christ is to have life. To be without Christ is to be dead. Heavenly Father, bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Now, our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. We would be thankful if you take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and we have an archive of a number of our broadcasts. If you've missed any, or if there's one that you'd like to hear over again, you can go to our webpage and go to our archives and listen to them on your computer. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. We'd also invite you to be with us in our services, if possible. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. Wednesday evening service begins at 7, Again, our address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
And peace, my God.